So let's review. Zakta Mishnah. Va'pesach koyrin b'parshas moyadei shalteres kohanim. On Pesach, we read from Parshas Emor where it describes the Yom Tovim. The Gemara cites a brisa that rules. Ho'idna nohug amal emikri mishach tura kadosh b'kaspa pisol b'midbara shalach buchra. These days, on the 8 days of Pesach, we read from 8 different places where the Torah references Pesach hinted at in these words. 1. Mishach refers to Mishchu Kulachem Tzoyin in Parshas Boi. 2. Tura refers to Shar Eichesev Oyez Ki Valeid in Parshas Emor. 3. Kaddish refers to Kaddish Lichol Bukhar in Parshas Boi. 4. Bekaspa refers to Im Kesef Talve Es Ami in Parshas Mishpatim. 5. Pesol refers to Pesol Lecha in Parshas Kisisa. 6. Midbara refers to Vaidabar Hashem Moshe Midbar Sinai in Parshas Bahaloscha, which discusses Pesach Sheni. 7. Shalach refers to Vayhi B'Shalach Paray Esa'om, which describes Kriyas Yamsuf, which happened on Shvi Shel Pesach. 8. Is Bukhara refers to Kol HaBukhar in Parshas Re'ei. The Mishnah continues. Ba'atzeres Shiva Shavuos. On Shavuos, we read the description of this Yom Tov in Parshas Re'ei. However, the Braiser rules Ho'idna Ba'chodesh HaShlishi V'Shiva Shavuos. Nowadays, on the first day, we read the description of Matan Torah in Parshas Yisroi, and on the second day, we read about Pesach in Parshas Re'ei. The Mishnah continues. Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh HaShvi, B'echol HaChodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, we read the description of this Yom Tov from Parshas Emor. However, the Braiser rules, V'Hashem Pokad as Sarah, and V'Elikim Niso as Avram. The first day we read about Sarah giving birth to Yitzchak, and the second day we read about Akedas Yitzchak, both in Parshas Vayera. The Mishnah continues. B'Yom HaKippurim Achrei Mois. On Yom Kippur, we read the description of the Avodah in Parshas Achrei. And the Braiser adds, By Mincha we read the laws of forbidden relationships at the end of Parshas Achrei, and for the Haftarah we read the story of Yoina. The Mishnah continues, B'yom tov harishon shel chag, koyin parshas moyadei shebetoras kohanim. The first day of Sukkot, we read about the Yom Tovim in Parshas Emor. U'b'shar kol yomos hachag v'karbonos hachag. And on Chol HaMoed, we read of the karbonos of Sukkot in Parshas Pinchas. The Braisa adds, Ho'idna l'machar mikra hachanami karinon. The second day of Sukkot has the same kriya as the first. Yom tov ha'achroin karin kol ha'bachar mitzvahs v'chukim u'bachar. On Shmini Atzeres, the 8th day of Sukkot, we read the end of Parshas Re'ei, and l'machar karin v'zayis ha'bracha. On the last day, Simchas Torah, we read v'zayis ha'bracha. The Braisa adds, Shabbos shechol liyos b'chol shalmoid re'ei ata. On Shabbos chol ha'moed, we always read about the Yud Gimel Midos in Parshas Kisisa, and the above order of the 8 days of Pesach is adjusted accordingly. B'Tisha B'Av, Kisoilid Banim. On Tisha B'Av, we read Kisoilid Banim from Parshas Veschanan. The Mishnah continues. B'Chanukah B'Nesiim. On Chanukah, we read the Chanukah Samizbeach of the Nesiim in Parshas Nasoi. B'Purim, Vayovay Amalek. On Purim, we read about Yeshua's war with Amalek in Parshas Peshalach. B'Rosh Chodashim and B'Rosh Chodshechem on Rosh Chodesh, we read the Karbon of Rosh Chodesh in Parshas Pinchas. Ma'amadais b'maisei bereishis. On days of Ma'amadais, when groups of Yidden corresponding to the 24 Mishmaris of Kehanim took turns gathering for the special tefillahs, they read from the events of creation, and the Gemara explains, because Ulmali Ma'amadais lo niskayinu shamayim va'aretz. If not for the Karbanais, the world would not continue to exist. Furthermore, the Gemara relates, Hashem told Avram Avinu, Takanti lohem seder Karbanais. I established for them the order of Karbanais. Kol man shekoyin bohen, maila ani alehen ki'ilu makribim lufanai karbon, u'moicha ani al kol avoneisehem. Whenever they read from it, I consider it as if they actually brought the karbonos, and I forgive their sins. The Mishnah continues. B'tainiyos, brachos, u'klolos. On fast days, we read the brachos and klolos from Parshas B'chukosai. Ein mafsikin b'klolos, ela echad koyis kulon. We do not interrupt the reading of klalos, and only one person reads all of them, while the two other oilim read from the brachas. Furthermore, maschil b'pasuk shelifneim u'mesayim b'pasuk shelachreim. We begin at a pasuk before the klalos and end at one pasuk afterwards. The Gemara rules: lo yishanu elu b'klalos shebetoras kohanim. Have a klalos shebmishnah Torah pasuk. This is only regarding the klalos in Sefer Vayikra, but it's permitted to interrupt the klalos in Sefer Devarim. Tosfos adds. Anu Karin Vayichal B'Tainiyos. On fast days, we read the portion of Vayichal of the Yud Gimel Midas. The Mishnah continues. Sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha koyin k'sidron ve'ein oil mohem min achesmen. On Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos by mincha, we read according to the regular order, but this must be read again the next Shabbos. The Gemara cites a machloek is how this kriya happens. Mokem shemavsikin b'shabbos shachris sham koyin b'mincha. We begin reading by mincha where we left off that morning. B'mincha sham koyin b'sheni, b'sheni sham koyin b'chamishi, b'chamishi sham koyin l'shabbos haba. Divrei Reb Meir. We continue reading further on Monday and Thursday, and the next Shabbos we continue from where we left off on Thursday. However, Rabbi Huda Omer, Mokem Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shacharis, Shom Koyin B'Mincha U'B'Sheni B'Chamisha U'L'Shabbos Haba. We begin reading by Mincha where we left off that morning. We then repeat the same Kriya on Monday and Thursday and start from the same place the next Shabbos. The Mishnah on Amud Aleph concludes that the reason for all the different reading on various Yom Tovim is because Shenemar Vayidaber Moshe es Moyadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael Mitzvasan Shihu Koyin Kol Echa V'Echa Bizmanoi. We must read the topic of each Yom Tov on that day.